condition number two.
He did help you update us.
This one on top. Okay, call the meeting to order. All council is present. Teresa Hill.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need approval for this agenda?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to approve the agenda is written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, number two on our list, conditional use permit request for Scott's Campground, number 2025R-023.
So the planning and zoning met last night in continuation of the original hearing date and made recommendation that the expansion be allowed. They have set forth four conditions that are laid out in the findings of fact. We did meet with DNR and made sure that everybody was on board of what was classed as the access road and what elevation it needed to be. So recommendation is to grant the conditional use with the conditions found in the finding of fact.
Seeing as the board has approved that, I would make a motion that we adopt that resolution 2024R-023.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Take a break every day.
Thanks for coming, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
I gotta be here.
Take me with you.
Okay, number three, our budget work session.
So this is our introduction to our budgeting process as usual. So the first meeting is having discussions with your department heads about what they see for their departments and what their capital requests are going to be. I do have a suggested order, if you wouldn't mind, kind of based off of when people have to come and go here. But if we can do water and sewer, then emergency management, then we'll do police, and then parks and streets, if that works for you for that order.
Perfectly.
Okay.
Think you ought to be first in line, Mark?
Sounds like it.
I don't really have a whole lot like that's on, you know, out of the ordinary. I think I'll just start on the water budget first. 2026, I would like to replace the water plant filter media. It's getting low, and it has, I don't have any idea when the last time that's ever been replaced or taken out of there. So it's probably well overdue for a replacement. And I got a bid price of $25,000 to do that. That's just pulling out all their old rock, all the old sand, and putting in new anthracite and layering it correctly. And yeah, I started out, when I first started here, it was like, I measured from the top down, and it was like 70 inches, and now it's getting to be like 86 inches. So you lose media every time you backwash, and so it's time to get it replaced. Instead of just keep adding to it, it'd be better to start over. So I got that in the budget. This year we're gonna pull one of the wells for inspection. I've got that on a 3-year plan, so every 3 years we yank it out of the ground and make sure it's operating correctly. Seals are good and the piping's good. So this year we're gonna pull well number one and inspect it. There's some There's two water valves in the treatment plant that come off the filter that are getting really hard to operate. So I'd like to pull those out of there and either replace them or have them redone. So I got a price for that for $8,000 for the water plant. And I'd also like to just seal that water plant driveway. So it just got replaced a couple years ago, so now's the time to seal it.
Is that something that can be done along with the street ceiling when we do that?
What?
Is that something that could be done with the street ceiling project?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the wastewater side, I'd like to, I know we've talked about that 4-inch trash pump, and I know we've got some grant money possibly for that, so if we can hold off on that and see how that plays out, see if there's a, I know there's a match deal going on with the government, so I'm hoping we can throw that in there too. I'd like to continue with the jetting of the sewers. We're on a 5-year program, so every 5 years we start over. So we've done the entire city, we've jetted, we televised the entire city, so we know what we got now. I'd also like to start a slip lining program, maybe a couple thousand feet to replace, to slip line some of that old clay line we got. We got quite a bit of clay line in the city, and now we figured out what's our bad spots. So, we'll start on the worst of it and go from there. But that's not cheap, but slip lining is probably a third of like replacement, so.
How long can we expect that to last, Mark? The slip lining?
Oh, that'll last 25 years.
Okay.
Yep. The generator maintenance people are telling me that we've come to the life of our cooling system for the generators, for the hoses and the thermostats and the coolant. So we've got three generators at the wastewater treatment plants. We got one at the treatment plant, we got two at the lift stations. They're all the same age, so I'd like to go through and do the coolant maintenance on those three. I guess that turned out to be $8,000, so. I'd also like to continue on the manhole infiltration issues, and
Is the generator cooling system maintenance, is that something we can do in-house?
Not the hoses and thermostats, and if it's a normal generator, we could, but just
bolted on.
What's that?
They're just bolted on.
The
hoses are held on with spring clamps,
yep.
And the the thermostats and everything are just in the housings.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if that's something, I don't know, I'm asking you.
Yeah, well, he also pressure tested the radiator and it's stuff that,
Okay. It was a question. Yeah, it was a question.
We can talk, but yeah. The manholes, I'd like to, they usually run between $5,000 and $8,000 to line them. We've got, I've got five picked out for next year that I would like taken care of. They're either leaking or they got really bad like root infiltration, and they need to be sprayed down and sealed up correctly. And I'm looking into changing our radio telemetry for our SCADA system, how we get our alarms, how we like talk to the lift stations and everything out in the field. We've got just radio reads right now, which sends a signal back to the wastewater treatment plant, and we've had nothing but trouble with those, since I've been here. We get a lot of call-outs on them, we get a lot of failure. So now that we got fiber in the ground, I would like to see if I can get a price on going fiber as opposed to the radios. And I think for the future, for the call-outs, I think that's the way to go, so. That's pretty much what I got for next year, so.
You also had sidewalk installation.
Oh, I did, This is one that I've been kind of kicking down the road, but it'd be really nice to put a sidewalk in between the wastewater treatment plant building and our biosolids building, which kind of sets off quite a ways, and in the wintertime, it's kind of a pain. We snow blow the grass, but it'd be nice to have a sidewalk there as opposed to just, walking through the snow or snow blowing the grass. So, and I get a price for $10,000 on that. So, that's it.
So Mark had mentioned about a grant. We've been working with Region 9 on a federal EDA grant for the city. It would be an 80-20 match. And then it would be the things that we were talking about. We're doing flood walls around our two, our Tatanka Bay lift station and the main lift station. Trash pumps. What else was on your list?
I'm looking into the possibility of putting like a permanent bypass pump in some of the lift stations. You know, instead of backing up a trailer unit and throwing a hose in, you know, when the time comes, it would be really nice just to have something in place where you can just throw a switch and pump it out the top. I'm having a little bit of pushback with the PCA whether or not they're going to allow me to do that. So, yeah.
And then the gate valves for sewer.
Yep, we got, I'd like to place some gate valves at some of the, like Scott's campground. He's got a 6-inch line that dumps into our line. And we had a lot of problems with trailers just pulling out and leaving their sanitary open, and we had a lot of problems during the flood there. So I'd like to install a valve on that, his line. So when the time comes, we can just isolate that and shut them down. So,
and we would be doing that on all three campgrounds.
Yes.
Is that something that could be pushed through to the campground owners, or is that the city has to absorb?
He did make progress on, he went around to each station or each lot, and he did install valves on all the sewer lines. So if those get properly shut down, it won't be a problem. But
that's one, because there's still two more campgrounds that it
right.
could be a problem.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It'd be really nice to, yeah.
I mean, it's almost going to have to be a mandatory thing if we have another disaster like we had last year.
We took out a lot of water through those campgrounds, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So those are items that we would be looking at pursuing. At your next meeting, you'll have a resolution to put forth for you guys in support so we can do the application process. But it is an 80-20 match. It's a 20% match on the whole project. So.
It's needed.
It is. But I do think, I mean, either way, if, I mean, the grant falls through or whatever, I think that trash bulk is overdue. I mean, we should have something.
We've been talking about that for
right.
2 years now.
Exactly. Yep. So, depending on how that plays out, yeah.
And is that a new trash pump or a rehab one?
It would be a new one. Yeah. That price is, yeah. Yeah.
Is it worth looking at one that's been rehabbed?
It could, yep.
Or are we not going to save that much in the long run with it?
I guess I really haven't priced out any kind of a used pump. But, yeah, I imagine they're pretty hard to find, if, you know, the right one anyway.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can't imagine we're going to save a lot of money on it.
I doubt it. Yeah. But having your own would help. It would help, and, you know, if you had some kind of a sewer failure, too, if you were just going to bypass a section of a sanitary line or something, you know, it would come in handy. Okay. You got any questions?
For this, the shutoff valve you're talking about,
yep.
What are those going to cost per?
I got a price from James that it was like $7,500.
Per unit?
Per unit, per
valve.
Okay.
We should do that for sure.
I was just going to say that's, but I'm just wondering if we're going to pass that on to the property owners.
In your experience, Mark, have you ever heard of a city passing that cost on to a property owner for a specialty situation like that?
I haven't. No. No.
Hopefully we'll get a grant and we'll only have to pay 20% of that.
Right.
Sure.
And that would be probably a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to pass it on, it would be better. But.
Right.
It'd be a good peace of mind, you know, when the water comes up, you just, you know, you turn the valve and you know nothing's coming through.
It's a one-time deal.
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
You don't have to walk to all the units to make sure they shut down properly. You don't have to yell, you're just done.
Exactly. But I can also hear people saying, well, it's a campground. Why are we paying for that?
To protect our system would be the only, yeah.
No, I know, but that's a lot of money to pay. It's a, you know, person down the street who's saying, you know, why are we paying that when they,
absolutely.
It's their business.
But also the campgrounds are paying into the system like everyone else.
All of the above.
It should almost.
It's that quick reaction, you know.
Yes, it's that, yes.
It should almost be a requirement for the low-lying areas that you turn that off. Because it's percentage of our problem, I'm not sure what that, those campgrounds were, but right there, right before the main lift station.
I know Jeff's here was really bad, but, yeah.
And the other two underwater for how long?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody, I'll give Jeff credit though. I mean, he did, you know, he did install valves on every one of those, you know, pots, and so. I mean, if he could guarantee that those are all shut when I tell him to, then yeah, that'd be one thing. But that's a lot of things to like worry about.
He did.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Right. Any other questions? No. All right. Stick around or can I leave?
Nope, you can leave.
Thanks, Mark.
thanks for what you do for us, Mark.
Miss Ann is next.
Okay. Val's going to come up too.
Okay.
She's kind of my partner.
Feel free to turn that if you want to face us.
Oh, that might be nice. That's my better look anyway. Okay. First of all, I want to thank you for listening and having a budget for emergency management. It's very important, as you know, because you've been through it a year ago. I don't foresee, in my opinion, that we will have large expenditures that we need. I would like to put some doors on our 22 Ranger, and that's about $4,000, because now there aren't any, and what if someone falls out? The liability, and I also started a nonprofit of, it's called CISM, Critical Incident Stress Management, and we had a person who fell out of their 4x4 by Kilkenny, and it ended in a fatality. So you just really, that kind of thing really comes to mind when you see them all running around, and especially during an incident where everybody is kind of moving fast because you need something from A or B or whatever, it would be really nice to have the doors. They can be taken off, as I've heard, that you can take them off, but I think we should leave them on for safety and for liability for the city. I think that would be the largest outlay of money that I can think of for us. I just purchased some new batteries for our 5 radios, and that was $100 a piece. And otherwise, the radios work very well. And now, the batteries that we have, if we do it correctly, they can still be used. So we'll actually have 2. One is a backup, and everyone, we're having a meeting on the 17th of September, and we'll be going through the correct maintenance of these batteries and how to do it, so that we can save it for a longer life. But the nice thing about the radios is that we can talk, I can talk from the center if I'm there, I can talk here in a moment's time instead of the half hour it takes me to get here. And I think it works out very well. Also, I just wanted to let you know we have we've kind of put together a Skywarn team that we have merged with Morristown. They have quite the technology for weather, and they've been storm chasers and watchers for a long time. And they have met with our team, we've met with them, and we now, on a texting type deal during events, we share information.
Is that one with 15 of us on there?
Yes.
Okay. And Teresa, so she knows directly what's happening with us at that moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think it works quite well, and like I said, they have the knowledge that our team is learning. I do want to compliment the six people besides myself who are on that team. They are a pleasure to work with. They're usually at the meeting before I get there when we have a meeting, and they all respond to my emails and everything. It's just, I think we have a good team going forward. I also talked to Teresa about getting new vests and t-shirts that just have the logo of Waterville Emergency Management. So we look the part and all our vests fit correctly. And they're gray, and of course they have where you can see that we're like his. And they have on the back emergency management. So when we are out there, people will see and know who we are, so they won't, because law enforcement, they get mixed up. And I don't know if any of you are watching what's been happening in Minneapolis today, but you see all the different logos and everything on the back. But that way, the residents here in Waterville will know who we are and what we're doing, instead of going, what are they doing now? Why are they, you know, in the midst of it? They're not law enforcement. But emergency management can make a difference that way.
And if I can comment on that, especially before the floods, when I was in the lagoons area a lot, talking to people, then of course I'm identified, they don't know who I am, but I always carry my badge with me everywhere, so that even if I have to go out of town to identify to get something, I've got it. So we're a very low budget type thing, and I just like to stress on the doors, that's really important for us. And I know, Teresa, we're not sure if we can get those out of this year's budget. Maybe.
I've actually looked at that.
Okay.
So I have a couple areas where we can move some money around in order to do that this year instead of next year. I have about, well, in just one light item is $4,600. So we could probably do that in this year if the council approves.
Got the estimate. It takes about a month for the doors to come in, and then we'll just have to get them over to the place that we'll have.
And question on the doors. Okay, are there seat belts or not?
I was gonna.
There
tell
are,
you.
Yeah, but not.
Wouldn't that keep you from falling
the
out?
They are in there right now.
They should be using the seat belts. If that thing is on the road, legally they have to use it.
Exactly,
that.
If they're on a city street. And I guess mostly the people using it have been the police department.
Make it a policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make it a policy.
Okay.
If they're not using them, it's a problem. If they're falling out of there because they're not using the seatbelt, that's putting a huge liability on the city.
On you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also with, if we have an incident, which we have in other years, we're getting in the fall when it's really cold. The side by side would be nice to have doors on.
Oh no, I have no problem with
doors.
No,
just giving some other situations where they could, which we have used in it.
You're going to use that thing most of the time in inclement weather. So
yes, of course.
That's
it's
when you want the doors.
It's never happened on a good day like today.
I don't
like
think that.
That
has air conditioning though.
No.
It might
it does.
Be.
It does.
My windows.
Yeah, I know the windshield opens,
yeah,
but that was
yeah.
the best thing to get air
we have,
there.
We have the natural, like when I was growing up, you know, you open the vent and that's what you
have. We have a lot of hours in side-by-side between my bride and I. And they get extremely hot
mm-hmm.
when they have doors on them. I mean extremely hot, because you're sitting on the engine.
Correct.
And they do get extremely warm. And the other thing I was going to ask, now is it a complete cab or is it just doors?
Just yours.
We have the cab now. We've got the roof. When we got the big house, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, they asked me if we had the windshield, the roof from the back, and I said yes.
Oh, okay. Because I guess it must be a different kind of doors than I'm thinking of. Because I've put doors on other UTV side by sides, and the cab and all was like $3,500, and that's insulated, you know, like a Curtis cab. And I didn't know, maybe Polaris has their own program though.
Yeah, those were the questions. Could go over to the dealership prior with photos.
Sure.
And double check that. That's good to know.
And I'm sure that you ordered it off the VIN number, so they would know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. The other things that I would like to talk about, if you have a minute, mm-hmm. is the red trailer that we have that came from the county. And just to make sure, have someone who can actually check it out, get it running, and there might be a cost to that, to make sure the air conditioning and the heater work, because that is a wonderful portable trailer. I know the county didn't want it because it's hard to pull, but if you saw what they bought now, it's twice the size, so I can't imagine that's so easy to pull either. And this was free. I got it free.
Mm-hmm. And we used it during the flood. We had our own, they had their.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we did get the after action. I got it yesterday, no, day before yesterday in the evening. Got the after action from the county. And if you would like a copy, I can make sure you all get a copy of it. It's interesting. And some of it, if they had talked with more people in town, a lot of the problems could have been alleviated, in my opinion. But that's only my opinion. So, and then the other thing would be a Suburban or a truck?
Oh, the Expedition.
One. Expedition. About that running. Make sure that's in running order as well. We did use that a lot in the other floods and the tornado. The nice thing about something like that is it has room to carry things if you need to. Mm-hmm. And we did go, it had a high enough wheelbase that we could go look at debris and things like that. So, and you can drive through some of the water without having a problem with the engine. Mm-hmm. That would be mine. Now, do you have questions for me?
I do have one thing that I was looking into that relates both to emergency management and city. So we were talking about the instant alert system. I did get some pricing done on that. I have not included it per se anywhere except for maybe hired services. But it would be a one-time setup fee of about $2,000 and then $299 a month. So this would be, it would go to their phones, it would go, it's similar to what the county does. We can map out areas and send messages directly, but then we can also send messages on our own.
Is this for the residents or for emergency management?
For residents. Okay. So it would be part emergency management could go into an event and say, I want this area to be notified that the water level is getting high. Mm-hmm. They need to be aware, need to be on action. They can send out a message that, you know, if you haven't started sandbagging yet, you should do this. Here's the information. It would get out to anybody who would subscribe to that. I think we would have a good opportunity to get people subscribed because we already have a lot of their contact information that we use for water and sewer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could do a little local marketing on that. But and that would be for 20,000 messages a year, I believe was what the quote was for. So that would be something that we would control on our own. I know I did talk to the county, and during an event, they would be willing to, but the problem is that they don't have the users on the system either. Not as many from the water bill. Not everybody's on there. So, you know, I would think we would, if we were to look at doing something like that, we definitely want to do a big marketing and try to, you know, even put something on their bills that says, you know, can we use your contact information for XYZ, they can sign up for whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be notifications, however we want to send them out about, you know, National Night Out. It can be emergency related, non-emergency related. But we would be able to select, you know, the areas and what we want to do with that. So
that would be really
helpful. I
have
not talked to Ann about looking at the pricing on our own for that.
I was thinking about that this morning as the tragedy in Minneapolis is happening, you know, because we could also have that. So where we could use that in, or during the tornado, you know, as we isolate in certain parts of town. And one of the things that as I go back and compare all the other floods, is that we have so many new people that we all know a lot but about what could happen, but they did not. And I think as our community changes, this is so important.
And it would allow us, emergency management, and the city to be more proactive in staging for an event. For, you know, if a tornado comes, okay, it's all right, you know, you do it on the fly. But flooding is that gift that keeps on giving, and you know it's coming up, and you know ahead, and I know you tried to get a hold of people, but they weren't really listening. But it seems like if you text somebody, it's amazing what they do for a text, that you can talk to them and nothing happens, but they get a text and all of a sudden, and it's not that hard. I helped with the counties putting it out. We made little cards even, and if maybe we can even get it in the church bulletins, give it the cards out at school to have them sign up, because, and that they know their numbers are not gonna be sold. We're not giving them to anyone, it's mm-hmm. just for safety.
So that's something that I was looking at and with my department stuff, but it links to them too, so.
It would be wonderful. How many users, did they say how many users you could have?
I have a whole packet of stuff that we can go through. I just haven't had an opportunity to visit
with
you on it.
No, I've been kind of elusive.
So that's all I can think of.
I was gonna say, if you get the doors off the Roman.
Oh, that wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, because it didn't include the labor.
Was 320.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
I will go over and double check to be sure with photos and the ID to the dealer to be sure we have a correct on that.
Yeah, if you get them, Pete and I can throw them on.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
In the... With our new squad car coming, is our plan still to pass down that squad car into there? Do
Correct.
We see any expenses in that?
I don't know. I'd have to talk to Bob.
And I think we were just going to remove decals and put on some other ones and and remove...
You said the light bars and all of that can stay in there, so...
Yeah.
That can all stay.
It'd be nice, because then you can... Otherwise, if it's flooding or whatever's happening and a barricade is up, if you have lights on, then no one is going to question what we're doing. But if you don't have lights,
And it's just to let you know, the side by side does have lights and sirens on it.
Yeah, that one. I think that might change up your Expedition a little bit, because I think that one was.
It's kind of falling apart.
Near the end of its life.
It kinda is, but you know what? We make do. We don't mind. Emergency management doesn't mind making do. I guess when I started with the county, I had this much budget, none. and our training, I wanted to tell you that too, for training for emergency management, we might have some mileage, but the classes themselves for emergency management are usually free. So that is really nice. And I will be looking at the ones that, of course, with the president, he kind of cut off a lot of our trainings, but they're starting to come back. And I will be looking to see what we can do, but it's just going, and we could even go as a group, you know, to save money. And because I know there's a lot of other things, especially after this flooding, expenses, but there's a lot of way around things, and I'll look for grants too, because that's how I paid for my program with the county, was through grants.
Super.
If we're gonna pass a squad car down to you, I would think it would behoove us to send it out, have a mechanic go through it, make sure it's ready to go, and you're not just getting somebody else's problems.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Because otherwise, those vehicles don't run as much.
Right.
And when you've got problems that sit, they just get worse.
Yes.
So.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Well, and then there's no point in keeping the Expedition. Because why should we be maintaining two vehicles for emergency
services? I think
services?
That would be good.
There was some discussion, Teresa, last time that was what, a DNR?
It's
vehicle.
A DNR.
Mm-hmm.
It's DNR property. It's not actually ours.
Tell them they can have it back.
Pretty much.
They come check on it every year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they do want it back.
That would be... Also, we're putting more money into it.
Yeah.
Pretty soon. We'll be here.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So since Mr. Bob is not here, do you guys want to tag team on parks?
Do you mind if I leave?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you, Ann.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Thanks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yes, we will. Everybody be safe, please.
Thank you.
Oh, she took my thing.
Do we have extras around here?
Yeah.
Oh, so
this year's?
Yeah.
No, I don't. She just has it.
What's that?
What did I miss at 1 hour in Minneapolis today?
No, that's bad.
So Bob, right now we're just chatting about capital.
Oh. All right. I'll go with my name first.
Yep.
Okay. So what we're looking in the parks is a number of things. And the first one is in our new park, Whitewater Creek. We'd like to do some well improvements to get the well running again. I've had someone out there who actually installed it, and they've given us a quote of about $5,000 we could get the well going again. So then we would have our water base as we work further into the park plans, but to have that established at that time with it.
And we're looking at offering that well offered for sale for construction and so on. So we have to kind of look into some permitting to see if they have to do extra permitting, but it would be a revenue generator.
Perfect.
As to how it was used before. So as we look at that park, it's probably one of be in the top of the list, you know, when we go through budget to see, you know, what we can keep, but that would be the high priority because of income possibly coming from that. Also, Al can attest to the banners downtown a little bit.
Yeah. So the banners that are in the downtown area, we put those up this year. They're getting in extreme tough shape where the poles slide into the banners in the bottom. They're actually wearing out where there ain't hardly anything left there to hold them anymore. So probably is what's going to happen after this season when we take them down. I would highly recommend if we don't do anything, we should probably not put them back up.
I'm amazed they're still
there. I see I got two flipping in the wind right now. So they're, and we have talked about this for a couple of years already, how they're deteriorating, but in the spring when we put those up, they were really getting, they're weathered.
And they survived the tornado.
Yeah. So just to keep in the back of your mind, if something that doesn't, we don't want to buy new ones, if we do take them down, we probably shouldn't put them up next year until we figure out what we're going to do with the banners.
And that could be something we could look into grants and maybe do some fundraising if people wanted to sponsor, you know, banner. And we also want new brackets with it, the same. You want to explain the difference in the brackets?
Yeah, so on just a quick reference, when we put up the trail ones, they talked us into, and which I've seen other towns do, they're actually the spring-loaded poles. And they said that's a lot easier on your banners. It doesn't pull so hard on them in the wind. And if we ever replace the ones downtown, we should put that type of a pole system in the downtown ones and not run that rigid rod banner bracket.
Might get a whole nother year out of them with that.
Probably, yeah, because I just noticed on the bike ones how they are, the ends are not even tearing yet on the, because they give enough. Mm-hmm. Where I think it's well worth the money to go ahead and put that spring loaded one on there. I was super questioned at first. It's like, you know, is it a sale pitch or whatever? But seeing a lot of towns doing it, and talked to a couple different towns, and they said they would never put any banners up except with their spring loaded.
There's still a top and a bottom bracket for the spring loaded. Yep.
If you could look at the trail ones, that'll be.
And you watch them in the wind, and they'll move a little bit more, but they're not going nowhere.
That's probably what they should be doing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what's saving the banner.
Yeah, yeah. Is it something that maybe the chamber would want to sell those? You know, the business could buy their own flags, certain businesses, if they wanted to advertise on those and replace the banner and the mount.
That's where I thought the sponsorship might
work. Okay, there you go. But yeah, would that be, just throwing it out there.
Yes.
You know,
and I believe, I can't remember, I think the Lions funded these last ones. I can't remember. Not the trail. We did that, but I shouldn't say that because I can't remember. It's been a while. But yes, that we can get some money elsewhere. That just anyone in town who goes, yeah, I'd like to sponsor one. I think there's, is it 17 or 19?
There's 18, but we 18? Actually need 21 to hit every
21, ball. Okay.
That's what you figure it's going to be, 10,000?
Estimated, hard to know what cost might be by then, but we're estimating in that ballpark of at least 10.
And that's 21 L? That would be for 21, okay.
We've lost a couple over the years and
sure.
We replaced them and then just got the 18. We need 21 for, because actually up there by your shop, there's none of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or down by the city dock. There's nothing there that's been gone for a while.
Yeah, we're three short.
How many years do those typically last?
That was, what was before the tornado, so that was 18.
You might push 10 years, you're lucky. Okay.
All right. Just curious. I don't remember when they were replaced last.
I was amazed we had any left after that. They're even there. Every once in a while, you'll get a call. I will. Could you come pick up the banner?
Okay. All right.
The other item we put in for capital improvement was still working on what to do at the community patio for some shade. It's a very difficult part to put shade in, because if you have the hot summer nights bands there, they need the room. They need the height.
Yep.
They need the space back. If you look at Tom's stage sitting over here about a block away. And we, the grassy area, you know, is where the poles would have to be put in. And so we've looked at them to get a good quality. You can buy some very inexpensive ones. We talked to a restaurant that had that. As soon as they had a little rain, water came down and that ripped them right off. We don't own the buildings next door, so we could ask them to hook on, but otherwise the poles. So we'll do some more research on that and see what we can do there. And the last thing is in the Whitewater Parks land improvement, we've kind of divvied in our minds when we talk about the park, we have the north and the south piece of land. You'll just see the difference when you're down there. And we need to work on the south portion of the land itself. So when the fire hall was dug, we've got the dirt that was put in over the bank just south of the water. I can't think of the name of Caleb's.
Lakes Motor Service.
Yes, just to the north of that, excuse me. Because that's the city property also. So we put it over the bank that we can level it out. If you look at the elevations, correct me if I'm wrong, Teresa, it was like 1,010, 1,012. So it kind of goes like a real roll, but very subtle. So we're looking at possibly, you know, leveling that out at some point so it can be usable with it. We have the opportunity for the fill. We're also taking the fill from the pickleball court. Obviously won't be as much, but anytime if there's another city project and we need more, we would want that top of the list that we get the fill. So we, I did an estimate for 2 acres, and it's around $20,000.
That's using our existing fill, so it's
of what we have. We have to see how if we have enough once we get in there.
Gotcha.
that would be peeling off the black dirt on the top to save, possibly, and then fill this in and then push the black dirt back over. That's in its tentative stage. We're still in the development of the park. But as we look ahead, we want to do it right. We want this to last for a long, long time.
Is that something that might be up for grants?
One, our experience from the last DNR grant, I don't know if just that portion would be. What we found out is everything has to be ADA compliant in the park.
Oh.
So it makes it real tricky when you're just doing that portion, but there might be some other work, you know, or some other grant, I mean, out there that we can.
Okay.
Yeah. We're always looking for those.
Is there any of that land that is the city's right there? And then we piled the fill from the fire station and whatnot. Is there any of that land that is going to gradually come down and get pushed into there?
That's a good point. Like, when we had Jason out there, our engineer, he said we'd want to be lowering that hill as we want two exits, entrances and exits to the park. So we have the current one. And then that would be the second one, so that could be some more fill to see what, you know, where are we in it. It, when you actually walk it, it's not bad. It looks, when you go from the north to the south part, it goes down a lot right there, and you think, whoa, that's a lot of fill. But you get in there and walk it all, it's not as bad as that, so hopeful.
Good.
Okay. On the, back to the community patio. Have you checked into like those sunshades? You know, they're just basically little holes. It's like a screen that the water wouldn't affect. I was just a thought.
Yeah, that we actually have one at our home.
Okay.
I think that and we just have it going up and down, but I've never thought about that overhead. But it does have the little holes.
In the south, that's a real popular.
Okay.
Because it keeps the sun off, it won't hold the snow away, you'd have to take it down.
Yes.
But the wind blows through them. I know a lot of the boat lift covers now are coming that way.
Okay.
That basically all it does is keep the sun off.
Yes. So yeah, we'd want it definitely down in the winter.
The wind blows through it and they don't put the wind doesn't catch it like it does
a regular
tarp. Yes.
All right. That's good to know they use those down there. Yeah, because it's a big expense, and we don't want it to rip right away, and we want it to make the shade, not just, as you look at the angle when the sun comes in there, because I've watched every hour of the day I go by and kind of document as to how we're getting it in the time of the year. It's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tricky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you had left on parks?
Mm-hmm, I think so. Yes.
See,
there's one more item that came up at the Lions Park and at Oak Park in the playground area. We've got buckshot P-Rock in there for buoyancy for playing area.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to keep a certain depth on that. And I'm below that depth right now, so we have to get some material hauled in. I did some maintenance on there, some tilling down there, and I can't get my inches that I need for safety, so we're gonna have to get some rock hauled in there. And I did some checking on the quantity of rock that we need. I didn't get a chance to go over this with Teresa, but on both of the parks, for to get the rock that we need them, we're looking at about $5,000 for both parks for the rock.
Cost wise?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the rock, and you guys would spread it?
We'll truck it and haul it and level it in, but that's, we got to get it out of Dundas.
Sure.
That's where I haul that from.
Yeah.
So that's something I did get a chance to see if that's in anything in the parks budget for this year. If not, we obviously need to do something for next year for safety on both of those parks for the rock.
Just looking at Teresa, where we're at right now for this year, there's not a lot of wiggle room. I'm reading that correctly.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at it to see.
Yeah.
I just put a note on it.
So that was just one of the things that I had that I didn't want to forget.
Thank you.
Very good. You're next.
Well, as long as you're up there.
I can.
As well do your street stuff.
Sure.
You're next.
You missed it.
That's what you get for being late.
Teresa, did the council get one of these?
No, I just did the top portions, the dollar amounts.
Okay. So, I guess we can just start out with overlays for next year. I did project last year for 2026 about a dollar amount that we needed to do certain streets. And we did have for 2026 for obviously what we projected was right around $150,000 just to do overlays. But after looking at a couple of the streets that we did, I did think that we should possibly look at. After relooking, I figured that those streets would be okay for a while. So I picked some different ones that were in line. And the ones that we picked out for 26, the prices came in, we're probably looking at right around, on the safe side, right around $75,000 for overlays for next year versus the $150,000 that we had looked at earlier. Mm-hmm. So, and again, that's why it changes, you know, from year to year. You never know how the winters go, so.
Sure.
So I think we should look at a few different streets, and by getting prices on that, it came in right around that $75,000 cover those streets that were listed for 26.
Okay. Yeah, as long as they're not just kicking the can down the road.
Correct, yeah. And so then on crack filling, we'll stay right around that same, right around 15,000 for crack filling. I think if we keep doing 15 every year, that kind of threw us off a little bit this year because of the flood, because I wanted to get the lagoon areas done and some of the flooded areas that were impacted. So. Okay. I think if we keep picking away and stay with that 15,000, we can stay up on it. I mean, you're covering a lot of streets, but we're getting the worst as we're going along. And again, if it changes over the winter, we can always bump streets and move stuff around and do the worst ones. But
sure.
15 seems to be covering it pretty well.
Okay.
So I wouldn't go anything above that. Again, on patching, hopefully we can, the way it looks as of right now, which is extremely hard to tell right now, but we're looking in right around that 20,000 for patching for next year. Mm-hmm. And then of course we got storm sewer cleaning. We gotta get some of that done. We didn't get nothing done this year due to the expenses that we had. So no storm sewer cleaning has been done at this time, so we need to get after that, get some of these main lines and keep those main lines clean and keep up with those. And then we have the snowblower rental and snow hauling. And you're probably thinking, I know you had mentioned it, so did Mark, but looking at seal coating the streets. I don't have enough, again, for 2026 to actually have the company come in and actually give us a fair price and a more generous price on quantity. We only have a couple blocks here and there that have been overlaid for seal coating. The rest of them are in pretty decent shape for seal coat. He did stop by and take a look at the streets that I had suggested, and he said, you don't have any problem, Alan, wait for another year on those. So what I was thinking is skipping 26 and then in 27, we'll do some of the blocks that that were done previous, along with like North Shore Drive and previous. So I'm saying, I'm thinking we're good for seal coating.
Okay.
And they actually stopped by and drove a few of the streets, and they said, yeah, actually, you're doing really good at home. The guys are doing good. So I think we can bypass for 26. So we caught up on that.
That'd be great.
And then, again, this came up last year, the city pickup, the old one. We pieced it together again. It's getting extremely tough shape. I had the repair shop look at it, and it's sometimes the engine will go into a ticking mode, loses oil pressure, and then it'll come out of it. But we found out that he's thinking it's the lifter, where the lifters are, and the chamber is wore so bad that we run some additive in it that kind of goes away, and sometimes it's fine, and then the next time it's, when it does that, it loses oil pressure, and so I don't even take that one out of town anymore.
I'm sure it's turning in there, and it's plugging an oil galley, and then
it'll turn
and open the oil galley.
Right around 12,000 hours on it, which is a lot of hours.
A lot of hours on a pickup.
A little V6.
Yeah.
And I did have some work done on the rear end of it. We had one of the shackles rusted out, so they fixed and repaired that. There's just a lot of stuff that's showing up on it. The dash system is all messed up in it. Sometimes you got low fuel and low coolant, and he said all that has to be replaced if you're going to replace the dash system in it. And I just keep looking at that. It's just, the pickup's just not worth it.
Every time you put money into it, it's wasted. Yeah.
We did have it down in the shop. Teresa Okada, we went down just to patch it together to get it so we could get by another few more months with it. But
you just want a regular pickup, right?
All I want is just a two-wheel drive. This might sound crazy to you guys, but just a two-wheel drive, regular cab with an 8-foot box. That's all I want. Just a plain Jane pickup. I don't want nothing. I don't want a four-wheel drive. It doesn't have to be none of that. We do have 45 in there, but I did check with a couple of companies, and I think we can get under that. It doesn't look like 45 is kind of out there. I'm thinking you're probably looking at maybe under 40. But that's what I do want to have a bed liner sprayed in. It doesn't need running boards, it'll set low enough. Just put some lights on it and call it good. Because it's an in-town pickup right now. I don't even let the guys take it out of town for anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want them on the road with it. I don't know if they're going to get back with it or not, so.
No, I've seen the pickup around. It is tired.
It's done well. It's been a good pickup, but it's getting tired. Other than that, that's all I really have. Unless Teresa's got something she wants me to add to it.
Nope. The snowblower rental, we never know what that's going to end up year to year, right?
Last 2 years, we've done really good.
Yeah.
But yes, it varies. You never know. You could go through a lot in December.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking the other day. Snow could be a month and a half away.
Could be.
Yeah.
As long as I don't run out of room to haul snow.
There we go.
Oh yeah, your spots kind of took up.
Two of them. So that's what I have. Any questions or anything like that? I mean, if you want to, any other questions, just stop down to shop or whatever if you got anything, or if you want to take the old pickup for a drive, you can. Oh, we got to do that too. We got that other old pickup, the sitting there alongside the shed, we got to get rid of.
The one with the busted frame?
Anyway, that's...
Thank you.
That's what I have.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. Can I go?
Yes.
They keep asking that question.
They do.
We're not holding you hostage.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, this is my first time in this hot seat, so not exactly sure what everyone wants to hear or what they don't want to hear, so...
You didn't go through that with your predecessor to see how well we grilled him?
No, did not get that training, so to speak. So, looking at the budget from last year, salaries will obviously be... The contract was reached, so that should be something we can calculate pretty easily, I would think, if everyone stays, which... As of now, no one is actively looking that I know of, and hopefully everyone stays for a good year because we got a good department right now.
Redirect you just a little on that. So if you want to cover your capital, and then we'll talk about your capital purchases, and then after that, other needs that you see in the future for your department. We'll get into more of the line item stuff at a further meeting.
So the biggest one that I've talked to some of you about and have been talking to Teresa about is stuff that's long overdue for us, body cams and squad cams. We don't have any sort of camera system right now, and I know for a fact talking to Jason Moran, he'll write a letter or come here and stand on a soapbox to anyone that wants to listen. We're the last agency in the county that doesn't have one. I talked to State Patrol, we had an incident, and they asked for body cam. I said we didn't have it. You could hear the disbelief through the phone. So that's something we're looking into. I did provide Teresa with some rough quotes. We did meet through a virtual meeting today with the guy. Everything is listed there. I don't know, do they have a copy of that? Or
no, I just gave them the price of the installment.
Yep.
Of what I was looking at for.
And how they do it with Axon is who would be going with. They do it in a 5-year plan. With the body cams, halfway through that 5-year, they upgrade everything that's included in the price. So basically, they'll ship us out the newest, latest, greatest version. We'll implement those. We'll ship them back the old ones. And then they do that again at the end of the contract. So something I'm thinking is that at the end of the contract, we can make a decision if we want to renew and have that same continuous system, or we can say, let's just warranty these body cams we have, use them for the 5 years, and should save us some money, and maybe we can do kind of an every other thing that way moving forward. This also covers the new Taser 10. Right now we carry the X2. They are a great business company in that they, in the next year, will not sell you anything that has to do with the Taser X2 anymore. So basically they're saying, get the new one. So these are going to become obsolete. We can still get cartridges. They won't warranty them. They won't service them. We can get bags of cartridges, but in the next year, they're going to become obsolete. So this package includes both of those. So that would be something, I think. And then I talked to Teresa about getting squad cameras. I think those are important, but I think if you have the body cam, you can activate that. It'll catch, you know, it'll... The dash will cover some of it, but you'll have something recorded. So I think the squad cameras are a little lower on the item. I'd like to get them, but if they have to be held off too, we can hold off on those. Those are obviously a little bit cheaper, but you gotta find someone to install them. And I was told those are probably about 6 months out from when you order them anyways. And the body cams are about a month out from when you get official approval. That's something I'm still looking into as far as the center and Montgomery are kind of the two most recent ones around here that I know of. So I'm talking to their chiefs because I know it's got to be open to the public and it's got to be approved by the council and there's got to be open discussion on it and all that stuff. So I want to make sure we cross all our T's and dot all our I's so no one gets in any trouble. I can't imagine anyone having a big, from the public having a big issue with it. I mean, it keeps us more accountable, and if you question something, you can hit play and
say, exactly, I don't think it's any different than your body cameras because you're going to use those regardless.
Yeah. And a lot of the squads have it where you activate the lights or the sirens, and the squad cam comes on and the body cam comes on, and mm-hmm. it doesn't go off till you turn it off. So
do these prices include the hardware, software,
software
that's required to store that? And
so everything goes in the cloud now. That's how everyone's doing it. That's how it all happens. You basically have quote unquote endless storage, as I was explained. Going through this meeting, of course, they wanted to upsell us on a couple, you know, of the editing software and this or that, but with the amount of redaction and videos that we're going to do, I think the basic plan is more than, you know, you just got, it's going to take a little bit more time. You got to go screen by screen as opposed to copying it, does everything for you. We can handle that. And, you know, if in a year or two we go, God, we're wasting a lot of time doing this, then we can look into, I think it's like an extra $1,000 a year to get the top of the line one, but
okay.
if we can save it in the meantime, I say let's save it. So those are the, that's the big thing. I guess not in the budget, but looking into 2027, I would say we have the new truck coming, hopefully next month, which will be awesome. Black Squad will get retired or repurposed in whatever way the city deems necessary. The White Squad has already passed 100,000 miles, so that one should almost be looked at to get replaced. And I know we're not going to buy a squad back to back, but something we need to seriously think about for 27. I think for another year we can get by, but as Teresa has become aware, I've been bringing little bills here and there for new tires and new front end and all sorts of fun stuff. So it should be, it's getting worked on now. It's up on a lift at Tons right now. We should have it back tomorrow, and knock on wood, it'll be good for quite some time, but that's yet to be seen. So
I know it was tossed around earlier and we didn't really go that route, but is it worth looking at leasing?
We are looking into it, making some calls on that. Still have not gotten all the answers back on that, but that is definitely something we can present as far as that versus buying new and going that route. And obviously space in another couple of years would be ideal, so you can replace, you know, kind of keep the train instead of boom, 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 and hitting it twice as hard every time. So.
And do you guys work on, well, it's kind of hard when you've got one that's higher mileage, but do you work on trying to rotate and keep the mileage balanced out?
It's kind of just happened naturally. There's a handful of guys that like driving the old Black Squad, is what we call it, just because there's a black and white one. And then there's a handful that drive the white one, and it actually is pretty well balanced right now. We'll have to see when the truck comes in if who's going to kind of, you know, who's going to want to drive what vehicle. I've heard a couple guys say, I'm sticking with the White Squad. I like that size. I like that. I'm sticking there. And a couple are saying, yeah, the new truck looks pretty sweet, you know. So we'll see what happens there as far as who likes what. And, yeah, but we'll try to keep it as balanced as we can. And the White Squad should really be, during the day, driven to school, basically parked and driven home. So, I mean, it's getting very low mileage that way, so that should help us.
Sure. The someone had told me that the Explorer is no longer a viable option for. So what are they looking at?
They're extremely difficult to find, and Ford just seems to not really care. I don't know how else to put it. They just kind of, I know you put in an order, and they're like, yeah, we'll get to you when we get to you type thing. So the county's gone to a lot of Tahoes, Durangos. I don't think we need a Tahoe. I think the size we have is perfect, so a Durango would be comparable to that. If we can find an Explorer, great. It'd be one of those, when the time comes, kind of seeing what's out there, what can be fitted, and prices. And I'm not set on it's got to be this brand or that brand. It's going to be whatever works for our needs and makes the most financial sense. So, but Durangos are becoming big throughout the state just because they're easier to get a hold of. Like I said, I think a Tahoe and a truck would be little overkill, and I don't think we need two trucks, so I think that size vehicle would be the next one we get it. So obviously there's going to be minimal pricing for moving into the new building, which we've talked about. There's nothing huge, just getting a secure door, getting one of the big things I need to reach out to the BCA is all the rooms we have a window, an exterior window. I'm going to assume that the evidence room, the BCA, is not going to be okay with that, having somewhat easy access to that if someone wanted to come destroy some evidence. So I need to look into if that's something that needs to be boarded up, bricked up, I don't know how far they're gonna wanna go, but I mean, cause right now it's an interior room with no windows at our current PD, and that's how most are set up, so that's something we're gonna have to look into and make sure we're not violating any BCA rules and things like this. That may be one expensive, it is, we're talking to Teresa, we'll have it on the backside of the building, so it won't be an eyesore, so to speak, and we'll make it pretty, so.
That shouldn't cost that much.
I was gonna say, otherwise the room that you're looking at, maybe you look at separating and using an interior portion of that room.
Put another wall in.
Creating a wall and using the outside as a storage closet or a.
That might be something we can definitely look into. The two last ones we have, kind of moving back towards the center of the building, they're smaller, just cause they have closets kind of cut out of them, so those were the two I was thinking, which would utilize the whole room. But maybe we move it down to one of the bigger rooms and, you know, rotate what room we're using for what, and that's definitely something we can look into and talk to someone about. And we don't obviously need the bathroom in that room, so maybe you got that, and like you said, put up some sort of wall, and I'm not opposed to any of that, it's whatever, I don't know if that's gonna be more expensive than just stoning up a window or cheaper, you know what I mean? I'm open to whatever, it just needs to be secured and, yeah.
And I'm wondering, you just gonna weld up bars and have the window barred?
Yeah, like I said, that's something I need to run by the.
That'd be a real cheap.
BCA and see what they require, cause I'm sure they got it worded out what they require.
We'll need to know just exactly what room you pick, and they're gonna re-side the back of that building, we can just have them continue right across that window.
I have a room in mind right now, just, you know, walking through it a couple times and stuff, so I mean, we can definitely do that.
Get with Teresa and get that planned out, and we'll just forward that on.
And it is one that's more, kind of, a little more centered, like you said, backside, so hopefully it wouldn't cause too much of a eyesore.
One more question that's off the budget topic, but it deals with this building. There's a room upstairs that I've been told is an evidence room.
Old files, I would say, not evidence.
Is it something you've got access to?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you know what's in there.
After I go through a bag of keys, yes, I would have access to it. Okay. So yes.
So it's not anything that has to get moved right now.
No, I've been up there once or twice and storage stuff. Gotten stuff out there. It's basically just boxes of, like I said, old files. Everything for the last 10 years is on the computer. Yep. Our nice RMS system. Those are just the old ones they print out. And I'm assuming half, if not like 3/4, I can probably destroy, get rid of. I mean, there are traffic stops and barking dog, and I mean, it's literally every report we've had, and it's 99 to, you know, 2000. You know, they're just dated, and yeah. So I need to go through and retention all that and figure out what we can save and get rid of, and that is on my list of things to do. So
I was just curious.
Yeah,
in your spare time.
Yep, we'll get her done. So I was told that I may have a little more time in that room and focus on the PD at the current moment. So, but I'm well aware of it. So yes.
Wear your old uniform that day.
Yeah. Maybe we have one of those white suits out there. So throw that on quick, and yeah, that'll work. So. Yeah, but no, well, I've been in there a couple times. I know what's in there, so to speak, and it's on my to-do list. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I was just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Other than that, I don't think there's anything. 2 weeks overtime has been going down drastically. I don't think a part-time was worth the last 2 or 3 months, to be honest, just because everyone's working and showing up, and with the bodies we have, it's, yeah. And I've been consciously watching that when a schedule comes out and someone's scheduled at the beginning of the month for already overtime, we tweak it and avoid that. So I don't think there's anything else. We'll have 3 people going to driving school next year, which will be a little bit bigger of an expense, and they will all be using rental cars, which we learned since I maybe had a little accident with the black one. Not an accident, I popped a coolant line, so I had tons come tell me back from the cities on the last lap of the darn day. So, yeah, but it was a minimal fix, so that's good, but we learned.
The towing bill was high, though.
I did not have time to, I registered too late to get a rental car, otherwise I would have done that myself, but yes. So that'll be one of a little bit bigger, and then with the 2 SRO officers now this year, Amy and Brett will be rotating. There is mandatory SRO training, but it is free, but depending where it is, maybe hotel or food, they need to have that, I think, by the end of January, otherwise they're not to be working as an SRO, so they are both signed up for that. I am planning to send Amy this year to DARE training later this month, and Brett next year. And that is, it's just, it covers a whole plethora of training. And then with the middle school coming over here, I want to take over DARE. I don't want to outsource it to the county, and the Rice County's been doing it because of where Morristown is. So that's another way we'll get involved and be part of the school. So, and that was confirmed that that is for sure happening, and we're not, you know, spending money on DARE and it's not coming. So,
sure.
Yeah. But they cover, like I said, just a amplitude of way to talk to kids and interact, and I think it'll be good for them to have done in any way. So,
yeah. How many hours a day do they spend at the school?
It's going to go up. It's gonna go up, let's just say that. I don't know how to phrase this. They were pulled out often in the past. I can attest for that in my years there. I will not pull them out as often. I will not find a reason to avoid calls. I will be working the street while they're in the school, so the plan is for them to be in the school as much as possible. Obviously, they can leave for a lunch break, or if there's a bigger, you know, domestic or a bigger accident, they'll come out and assist me, but I'm not going to pull them out for a barking dog or anything like that that may have happened in the past. So we'll leave it at that. So I will still work.
So. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, is there anything else to touch on?
I think you hit all the things that I was thinking of. LATG, did you want to?
Yeah. LATG is basically, it's our system we use for all our report writing. Everything, dispatch puts everything in there. We put our pictures in there. We put our statements in there. That's where we print our reports from. The system we use is called LATG. They're not going to update their system anymore. So the county is looking to go away from them and pick a different source for that. They looked at five, like Pearl Phoenix, I think was the one they picked as the leader right now. They're going to have meetings to demonstrate them to local departments, so I will attend those with hopefully another officer maybe, or we'll figure that out so we can kind of see it and get pros and cons. It's not going to be cheap to move over, but we don't really have an option. I didn't print that one out. I'm not sure what the initial cost.
So the way I understood it, that the county was going to be covering the initial cost, and we would just pay the maintenance fee like we typically are. Right now I had budgeted like $6,000 for the maintenance on that, and that'll go up to $10,000 according to the estimates.
It's a very rough early estimate. They thought about $101,000 per year to maintain it. They assumed they would take over half of that, the county would, as they use it the most, and then agencies after that would be how many users you use, how many computers you have. So obviously, LeSueur would be a little bigger than us, Monty would probably be a little bigger than us, and Cleveland would be smaller. So whatever, however they break that portion up is what we would be left to cover. New Prague would not be part of that because they are more Scott County, they use their system, so they are not, they basically don't have anything to do with this. So,
that's what I was gonna ask you, if New Prague was in on that, probably not.
Nope, they are on Scott County's system, so like I said, we're good. So yeah, they have nothing to do with us. So okay. Yeah, that'll be the other big one. Like I said, still early, and they're still, they do meetings and they let us know what they're finding out, and then as we go we'll kind of get that narrowed down. But that's the one we're leaning towards. They had another one that they liked that was almost four times as much, you know, they just for what they wanted and stuff. So they like this one now, but we'll see how she ends up. But yeah.
Didn't Chrysler say that there was like they got some kind of money, a pot of money that they were going to be able to use for some of that?
Yeah, so they had their American Rescue Plan money, I believe it was, that they had put aside for that.
To cover some of that, because they've been saying this is going to be gone year after year for the last few years, but.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah, they got word for, they finally
this is the end.
Made them play their cards, and they said, we're going to keep it running, but we're not ever going to update. It's already getting updated on some computer systems where you have to log into an old internet style to get, I mean, it's kind of a little bit, it still works how it's supposed to, but it's a little bit of a.
So when they get their set up, then we'll just move over, cross over to it then?
Yep.
Do you have to have different radios and all that kind of stuff?
No, this is just the computer system that dispatch sends it to, and how we log in to see the report and who's listed as the complainant and witness and victim. You know, it's just where the report is basically. It's just the computer side of that. So it will affect the squad computers and that side of it and all that, but no, radios are good and
okay.
Everything's new and encrypted and those should be good for a while and yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Nice job for your first trip around.
We'll do better next time.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll harass you more next week.
So, Chris was not able to make it today. I can just touch on his items here. So the first thing, he was talking about the new, having to order a new fire truck in 2029. What he found out is that they can refurbish what's there. So in 2027, he has a budget estimate of $250,000 for, instead of purchasing a new fire truck, it would be refurbishing.
The one that they've got, you mean?
The, I don't remember
the
which one
truck?
It is.
I think that's the ladder they're talking, well, ladder, the squirt they're talking about, yes.
Yeah. Then he's rebudgeting for a new replacement vehicle for the Suburban, and then turnout gear for $20,000. So I'm not quite sure. I offset that $20,000 because they're going to be hiring some new firefighters also. So I don't know if part of that $20,000 is going to be covered with initial grant money or not. But if those are the individuals that they're looking at covering for this. But.
If they get new employees, does that go towards a grant? Do they get grants for that?
So what Chris had told me was that the new ones, they get some kind of funding from the state fire pool or whatever it is, that they would pay for their first set of turnout gear, I believe.
Okay.
And then they also do a lot of their training. So I did up their budget also for training because they'll have to go through their firefighter courses.
I need just a second.
Oh. Yep.
We want to take a pause for the cause for a minute, Bill?
Continue if you'd like to.
Okay.
So that's basically the only things that are on his for 2026. Then basically mine, I have talked a little bit about the proposal for the instant alert system. Also looking at needing to do some computer upgrades. I did leave recodification of the ordinance book in there. So I'd like to still try to get that taken care of. It's needed. I have a three-ring binder full of new ordinances that's now thicker than the existing ordinance.
Let's say we're way overdue. We've pushed that
right
off how many years now? I think that's time
and
to get that
and it just makes
done.
It more user-friendly for everyone, not just me, but everyone.
Yeah.
So I did leave that in there. So some things that I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit more. I have a few expenses that I'll be looking at for the new facility. And just wanted to chat about those a little bit here and see if I can kind of get a consensus, and then I will put in at the next meeting a formal approval of it. So we had Metronet and the phone station down looking at phones and internet for the new facility. We'll have about 11 phones down in that area with all of us being in there and the conference rooms. I have an install price just to do the wiring and pull all the wiring through so we can have both phone and internet there. It's $14,150, which is over my spending ability. I did take a look at where I can get that money from, and I have a couple wage lines that seem to be a little high, so I can probably cover it just with the wage portion alone by reverting, you know, just moving some dollar amounts between those two. I have about 18,000 just in two lines there that are very possible to move around. I also have, for ease of my office staff in dealing with the public, we got a price code on two Dutch doors. So those are the doors that the top opens, but the bottom stays locked. So I just got that quote, and it was $1,620.
How much?
$1,620. And there is some lead time on that, so I would like to do that so that they can have some barrier between the public and themselves. I did have one of the architects here just kind of walk through the building with me the other day, and we had talked about a service window, and she said that because of the proximity of the doors, the ADA doors, it probably would not be feasible to put like a teller window type thing in there, because everything would have to be on the inside of the building. You wouldn't be able to have anything really out there. So I just think this would be a good option. I think Melinda actually brought that up to get a little more separation and maybe a little extra security.
It's a little more personable than the little window we got here, too.
Yeah. That was our COVID window.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are okay, then I'll, you know, go ahead and give them the ability to go ahead and install. They're looking at trying to install the phone and cable. We will be doing internet phones, same as what we have here. But that install is going to be around the 22nd of September. Harold is letting us in there before they vacate their portion. We will still have purchase of phones that we'll need to do, or lease of phones. I just got pricing on those, and we'll have to decide which direction we want to go on those to have those ready to by October. But those are a couple of main things that I would need kind of prior to our next meeting, so I can kind of get those going.
At least the phone and internet install, that $14,150 is something we're going to have regardless, so.
Right. That's a lot of pulling of wires.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of footage there. So I just wanted to make sure you guys didn't have a concern with that, and I can, you know, tell them, yeah, you know, go for that, and then we'll talk about the phone smart the next meeting also. That's not something that he would have to have instantly. So some of the other remodel items, just up for discussion. I have not gotten in contact with anybody to do a barrier wall between the PD and the other administration offices, so to kind of take their wing and secure that wing. I will be reaching out to probably Waseca Glass and see if he can come in and figure something out for that. And then we're working on another locking system for the north wing for the two big doors. That one's a little more tricky because of the design of the doors, but we're thinking maybe we can get something to do a locking system on that. Eventually, I'd like to have locking systems on the west corridor too, mainly all of the areas that I don't want public in without supervision. So we still need to think about those things, but the next step would be the doors for the PD section.
And that would be, I guess, for lack of a better term, the public entrance for the PD? through the building rather than going out through the outside.
During hours, mm-hmm. Otherwise mm-hmm. the north side could be a door if it's got a path leading to it, whatnot. Otherwise, we talked about some sort of almost doorbell that just rings to that side, so if we are in the office, we can, after hours, we can hear them. And
after hours, I'd say the side doors are fine, but during the work day, I'd rather it was through the building.
Mm-hmm.
Because eventually I could see cameras or something going in, so we've got some way to track things, keep an eye on things for you guys.
So those are things that we're looking at yet for this year. And then next year we have some, be looking at some building, additional building rental on pretty much the library side, you know, removing some walls and doing some things there. But that wouldn't be until next year. So there's some things that, you know, we just need to try to get done ahead of time.
Can we, do we vote on that now or not till September?
It's not an agenda item.
Okay.
So I just kind of wanted to give you guys a heads up and kind of get a general consensus, but you will vote on it at the next meeting, on Tuesday.
I guess looking at the expenses, one of them is one we're going to have regardless. The other one isn't that expensive. I wouldn't have any problem with.
No, not to have those doors made. And is that through a local contractor?
That's Scott Dornkamper came down and took a look at them.
Yeah.
He measured them up and he priced them out for me and just dropped the quote off today, actually. So I have that price.
Okay. So yeah, I have no problem with you spending the $14 on the phone lines.
No, not at all. It's got to be done anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are some things we'll be looking when we get into more of the budgeting aspects and kind of get a feel more of what's going to be needed down there. I did have some building improvement money put in there. The garage will need to be constructed for the PD down there. We'd have one stall that would be emergency management. When BKV was here, they just walked through and kind of pointed out a couple things that we might be want to be aware of. Since the restroom or the shower rooms are for female and male, they suggested in order to get by code to just put doors in front of the showers, locking doors in the shower stalls, and that takes care of what we would need to do that. She made a couple other simple comments about, you know, maybe putting window inserts in some of the doors to add lighting. Nothing that has to be done, you know, in the hallway, because she said with the doorways in the north hallway like that, if the hallways are going to get really dark, she said. So. But she did walk through. It was nice that she has about 20 years of library design experience. June was down there with us when we chatted. She gave June a couple ideas too, and we just kind of talked through, you know, what the options would be. We are looking at a few different things, but nothing's been, you know, ironed out by any means. We have a lot of cost factors to look at and see what's going to happen and what needs to happen and what's going to be most cost effective. But the space is definitely there, you know, and when we had met with them before, we said, you know, this is a what do you see, you know, meeting, you know, what do you think, what do you, you know the space would be like. And so I think after a few more conversations with them, I would hope that they would understand that it's a vision of what the space could be, and then we would go from there to figure out what needs to happen to make it happen. But so hopefully that will squash some of the concerns that were out there. So they have addressed some of their shelving, and they have two different options for shelving, I believe, which was another one of their concerns. But it's going to take a little bit, you know, the remodel of a, or, you know, work of that space wasn't on my top priority right at this moment. It was getting our office staff in there first and then working towards the next goal. So, but that being said, I did put in the budget also the sale of the three properties. So the revenue, when we get into line item, it looks a little wonky because it goes from the general fund into the capital fund and so on. But I did put the purchase price of properties all in there as revenue offset by the sale price of what we would be paying out for the building. So that would be, that's all flowing through there right now. But we'll just need to take a look, and I need to get a better handle on, you know, what the possible heating costs would be. You know, right now their electric costs pay for themselves, but if we use it in a different manner, are we going to have some costs for that electric and that kind of thing? So I just need to get a better idea of what they actually spent, you know, in that facility. And those will be updated in the printouts later. So other than that, the building is that transition, and the new squat or the new garages are kind of the focus of the thought process right now.
Where was the garage going to go on the building?
We're looking at going towards the boat landing.
From the back of the, from the end of the north?
From the very north part of it, there's a door there, mm-hmm. and doing like a breezeway and then a garage there.
Oh, okay.
We do have a concept of a garage that would make it look like it kind of belongs a little more. It would just be a slant roof.
Okay.
Garage where it would slant back in, so you have the flat roof, and then from the regular building, and then you would have the front of your garage being, you know, fully visible, and then it would slant back to the,
okay.
the yard. So, and they thought that would, when I kind of talked to BKB, they said that would be a great option for there. It would help it look like it's supposed to be in place. We'll have to do further look as far as the height elevation to make sure that that's not a low spot, and if it is, we'll have to build that up some to make sure that that garage would not flood. And just kind of, you know, getting into that process right now and that planning process. But that's the way it would look, and then so the stalls would be facing First Street. Any other questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. So at our next meeting, we'll set another budget work session. So if you guys can take a look at calendars ahead of time before the regular meeting, we'll be looking at drilling more into the nuts and bolts of the line items at that point.
When are you thinking you'd like to see that? What week?
I haven't even looked out that far.
It's
whatever you guys are available. I have, I have the water and sewer budget that I need to plug in and go over. I've done a couple of walkthroughs and kind of looking at things to see what may or may be not be.
You have to have it final, the first?
September 30th.
September 30th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second week, we're going on vacation, so. That's
and you wouldn't
asking.
Need to have that for me right away. Just let me know. Unless you're thinking about doing it the first week. Because we have our council meeting on the 2nd. So other than that, we can set that up the regular meeting. But just as a idea, you can look through some of what I have in place right now. If you have questions, please give me a call if you think something looks out of place, looks out of whack, have a question why it's, you know, higher, and I can try to work through those. Okay. And that's the end of my discussion.
All right. Does anybody have any more questions or anything?
Can I ask you a question after?
You bet.
That being said, motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Morning. Would you recycle it, please? Thank you.
It was still pertaining to two officers on to get hours. Everybody was